You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and WWRO, 103.3 FM, Kibler, California. Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and I mentioned at the top of the hour that the Outlaws are coming to Pittsburgh for back-to-back shows this Friday, November 5th, and Saturday, November 6th. And this is a big deal. On the phone with us tonight, we've got Southern Rock Royalty, Henry Paul. Henry, how are you, my friend?
I'm good tonight. How are you doing, Eric?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. We're real excited to see you tomorrow night. It's been a while since you've been in Pittsburgh. I saw you a few weeks ago at that sold-out show in Irwin. You guys sounded terrific. How does it feel to be back on the road?
It's been a good year. I mean, we started back in the third week of June, and Black Hawk played through most of the summer in the West and the upper Midwest, and then the Outlaws kind of kicked in September. We started going out with that band in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states, and we have quite a schedule left yet to play.
Well, looking at the advertisement, we've got the Henry Paul Band, Billy Crane, and it says Acoustic Outlaws. Are you playing acoustic?
Yes. Yeah, this is something that we've done before and something that we like to do. And, you know, it's something that we can do. And, we you know, when we have done it, you know, it's always been met with a great deal of enthusiasm. And so what a better opportunity than Burgettstown with two nights to put the band out there acoustically and let everybody have a look and a listen as to how that sounds.
One of the things I always tell people who have never seen the Outlaws live is what masters of your instruments you guys are. And there is a lot of buzz with a lot of fans, myself included, who have never seen you perform acoustically. So there's a lot of excitement about that.
Well, and before COVID and before Dale left the band and I was kind of hustling a new member into the group, it was my plan to put a 5 or 6 song acoustic set together to put in the middle of a show. That being said, when Dale's health issues kind of came to call and I was forced to make a change in the band, I had a different priority. So this weekend in Burgettstown is a great opportunity for us to get the idea of doing an acoustic set with the Outlaws and hauling it out a little and becoming familiar with it. We're excited about, you know, what it's going to sound like, you know, and giving the fans a little bit of a different look of the group.
Well, it's always family when you come to Pittsburgh. So the last album came out right before the pandemic, Dixie Highway. It's just terrific. It feels like it's a new album because there wasn't a lot of touring because of all the concerts being shut down. Why don't you give us a track to play for your listeners tonight? Something off Dixie Highway.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me just say that we're very proud of the record. The record turned out great. Dale Oliver and I worked very hard collectively on writing songs. Steve Grisham had a certain hand in it. Randy Three, Dave Robbins, Jaron, the whole studio experience with the guys was really positive. And I felt like, you know, the record was another piece to the musical mosaic of Hurry Sundown, Lady in Waiting, and the self-titled first record, along with It's About Pride. So, that all being said, you know, songs drive the record from the standpoint of its personality, and I don't think there's a clunker in the bunch. We worked really hard on our songs, and the singing is great, the guitar playing is spectacular, and I don't know. I mean, there's a the title cut, Dixie Highway, is phenomenal. I mean, and it's a great live song. When we play it live, it's really well received. And there's a song that I personally love on the record called Overnight from Athens, which I think is really a wonderful song. So I don't know where you go from here with all that, but those songs really resonate with me. I just love both of those.
Well, let's do it. This is Overnight from Athens from the new Outlaws album, Dixie Highway. You're listening to Henry Paul here on Courts in Session, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Watched our message come of age that we've been fighting for since we were 17. And we're overnight from Athens on the way to New Orleans. Another love song ringing in our ears. An overnight sensation like they've never seen. Still believe is after all these years. Overnight from Athens. Songs, the voices and the words in harmony, all the sacrifice and pain, being baptized by the rain, but on this rebel road is where we'll always be. Of their spirits to a new home in the sky where kings and queens bow to hear him play. Overnight from Athens.
If you're just tuning in, this is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We've got legendary Southern rock god, Henry Paul from the Outlaws. The Outlaws are coming here this Friday night. We're talking tomorrow and Saturday to the Pepsi Roadhouse. You just heard the latest release off of the Dixie Highway album. Henry, we're all excited about tomorrow and Saturday. Why don't you give the fans something, pick something that we can play that the fans can expect to hear tomorrow night?
Well, let's see. I mean, if we're going to do an acoustic set on Friday night, tomorrow night. And in that set, one of the songs that we're going to include is a song off the It's About Pride album called Nothing Main About Main Street. It's a real kind of cross-section look at what America was socially for kids, you know, in their late teens and communing and gathering together on a Friday and Saturday night and getting into hot water and learning what there was to learn about life. And I don't know, the advent of social media and computers and smartphones. I mean, people don't... they don't spend as much time together as they used to, and they don't learn collectively from experience in many cases like we used to, I don't think. So Nothing Main About Main Street is a wonderful song and something that I'm excited to play on Friday night with the Outlaws and the acoustic set.
Well, that is a great song and a great deep cut. You're listening to Henry Paul of the Outlaws coming here tomorrow night and Saturday at the Pepsi Roadhouse. Henry, so great to have you on the phone, my friend. I'm going to see you tomorrow night.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for your time, and we'll be looking forward to saying hey.
Walking with a ghost of yesterday through the streets of my hometown, dusty old papers and memories like tumbleweeds blowing around. Nothing but boarded up windows and locks on every door. There ain't nothing main about Main Street anymore. On the Regal hasn't changed since 69. And that old broken down merry-go-round stood in front of a five and dime. And that upstairs pool hall's gone, along with a liquor store. There ain't nothing main about Main Street anymore. There was life in this old town. There was fighting and loving, winning and losing, drinking and cruising down Main Street in my old four. There ain't no going back to the way things were before. There ain't nothing main about Main Street anymore. Never came back from Vietnam. His mama died of a broken heart. Susie's daddy got mean when he drank, so his leaving was easy part. Now I still go down there to look around, but I don't know what I'm looking for. 'Cause there ain't nothing main about Main Street anymore. There ain't no-
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And let me tell you a little secret. When court's not in session, you can tune into my show, Viva La Mock, with me, the mockster, Friday nights, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You look
That's some new classic soul right here on WRCT, Quartz in Session. That's Akibi Shakedown. Song was called Unqualified. Sounds like it came out in 1974. Actually, that is a new recording off of the Coal Mind record label. If you like what you hear, that's where it's coming from. Coal Mind Records. That was a Record Store Day release earlier this year. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Are you having a good time tonight? I'll tell you what, I am. I'm having a terrific time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our sponsor for this hour of Quartz in Session is Row House Cinema, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, you're making me thirsty, and vegan options, craft beer, every time I say that. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. Row House Cinema, our sponsor for this hour of Quartz in Session. So, coming up next weekend, not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend of November 12th, WRCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear. This is something we've done here for decades. From Friday, November 12th to Sunday, November 14th, all weekend, tune in for hour-long specials of the genres you love, mixed with ones you never knew you were missing. We're talking from footwork and cheerful Americana to dark wave and Bakersfield sound. Our DJs are coming together to showcase the unique variety that WRCT has to offer. So proud to be part of this station, because that is true. Great music, great genres right here. You can find out more at WRCT.org. So let's play a set of new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the dial. I promise you that every week. Well, this is brand spanking new from John Lodge, the bassist of the Moody Blues. He's got a new live album coming out, and he's got Yes lead singer John Davidson joining him on this next track. This is coming at you live, Ride My Seesaw, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Like a fire, don't you run in the lanes, run for this. Outside's been cruel to me. When I'm dealing with insanity, when everything is gray, I pick up my guitar and play. When I look around and life is good, when there's peace in my neighborhood, this is how I pray. I pick up my guitar and play. I pick up my guitar and play. Put the leather across my back. I'm getting ready to blow my.
you taunt me, I'm drawn to a a fine, fine blue. Also known as Salty Sita, the queen of the spiders. She's a queen of the spiders. She's a queen of the spiders. There is so much venom inside her.
That's the latest from heavy metal legend Thor from his new album Alliance. That is Queen of the Spiders, and I played that last week for our Halloween special, debuted it during that show. I mentioned there is a really cool cartoon animation video for that song, but the end of that video caught me a little off guard, a little risque, a little R-rated, but great tune, great video. Thor, Queen of the Spiders. Before that, JB and Joyous Noise, latest from Joe Brocato. That was Pick Up My Guitar and Play. I was trying not to bump the turntables of my air guitar because I had to join in on that one. And we opened it all up with John Lodge from the Moody Blues. His new live album's coming out. That was, of course, Ride My Seesaw with John Davidson, lead singer from Yes. So, Quartz in Session is just not right unless we play the King of Rock and Roll. And I love that I'm always getting requests for Elvis because he's the reason we're all listening to rock and roll. Come on, let's be serious about it. Not enough Elvis played on the radio. Let's play something from the alternate Aloha from Hawaii. This was the dress rehearsal that never got broadcast. This is the classic. This is Suspicious Minds. Don't change that dial. Coming up, we've got Billy Crane from the Outlaws.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, babe. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I'm saying? We can go on together with suspicious minds. And we can bend our knees on suspicious minds. Oh, if an old friend I know comes by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again.
Hey, counselor. Amanda Richard here. I know we don't belong to the same bars. Mine required no extra schooling. I just walk in and order a cold one. Nevertheless, I invite your listeners to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between we play Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. That's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, counselor.
Just a grim disguise for the heartache.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. And you just heard the Henry Paul Band with Grey Ghost, back when the guitar gods rocked the earth. And those great guitar solos were by our friend we've got on the phone with us right now, Billy Crane. Hey, BC, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Eric. I'm doing really good.
So tomorrow night, Pepsi Roadhouse, and Saturday night, Pepsi Roadhouse, back-to-back shows here in Pittsburgh.
That's right. 2 years later. Remember, these were scheduled 2 years ago. And after COVID hit and all that, and so we're finally getting around to getting there done.
Well, it's going to be great. We got the Outlaws. We got the Henry Paul Band, which you were a part of for the entire career, wrote so many great songs. And then Saturday night, we've got Billy Crane Band opening up the whole shindig.
Yes, sir. Got my band of brothers. My band is made up of the Outlaws road crew. And they're all great players and stuff, and that, but they come out and play with me, and we have such a great time.
Well, we're all excited to see you. I'm looking at an email right now from a listener who just sent me a message wanting to know, what rig are you going to be playing Saturday and Friday when you're here in Pittsburgh?
I'm going to be playing a Fender Blues Junior. I just got it about 3 months ago, I think. And I just love it. It's just a great sounding rig.
That's so cool. We're coming off of a guitar expo that was just in the Pittsburgh area about a week ago, so I think everybody's got guitars on their mind. So it's been a couple years since you've been to Pittsburgh. Everyone's excited to see you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see?
Well, we're going to have something, a little bit of something old and a little bit of something new. I won't go into details, but you will be hearing some songs that have never been recorded or never been played live before. So these things are fresh, hot off the grill. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a really, really good stuff. We've been rehearsing pretty hard for this. And then come Saturday night, you can expect to see me in all three acts. So it's going to be a long evening.
Better stretch out those fingers.
Yeah, I got to get them back in shape. I tell you what, I've been practicing. The older I get, I get getting harder.
Well, that is great. Well, you can't leave us totally in suspense. Give us something new we'll play right now that our listeners can expect to hear you do live.
Well, I would love for you to play Honeycomb, of course, which you and your listeners took to number one for 3 weeks, I think it was.
That's
WRCT, right. And I'm so appreciative of that, Eric. You know, you had everything in the world to do with that, and then the listeners supporting and taking it, and I love it. Love you guys. I can't wait to get up there and see everybody. But yeah, Honeycomb would be great.
Well, Pittsburgh loves Billy Crane. Pittsburgh loves the Henry Paul Band, the Outlaws. No doubt about that. If you're just tuning in, we've got Billy Crane, legendary Southern rock guitar, rock and roll god. He's on the phone with us tonight. He's coming to Pittsburgh with the Outlaws tomorrow night, Pepsi Roadhouse, and Saturday. Billy, thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, man, you got it, Eric.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
We'll be right back. Jailhouse Rockin'! the sound of voices in the night. Spellbound, there was someone calling, and I looked around, but no one was in sight. I pulled down and I kept on falling, and I've seen this place before when you were standing.
Stop.